Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
Let's all just thank Him. The Bible says when you pray in tongues, you give thanks well. Let's just thank Him.
Et je ne me calabrasso te le barandobre, in ivrandurio si calamazzi donde di braccia.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, rabrabrasandi nekeliete, andeli brabasso te le miriate. We thank you, Lord. We yield to you. We yield to you, O teacher, O Holy Spirit, O revealer of the mysteries of God. In Jesus' name we thank you. Please be seated. I heard in there that the Lord said that He wanted us to slowly and methodically, word by word, to go through this book, to get its message, not just take out our favorite stories, such as Daniel in the lion's den, or the Hebrew children in the fire, but to get the message of the book of Daniel. And so that's what we're going to do in these sessions, in the mornings and in the nights. And these are going to be teaching sessions. I'm really thrilled about that. I really like to teach. And in these teaching sessions, we'll not take a long time, we'll not keep you overtime, unless the Spirit of God's moving particularly. When Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin and gave him what's written in Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits, that's a recent vision of the Lord, in which God said that we must seek Him for His plans and His purposes, and we must pursue them. And Jesus said that He'll have a certain theme, He'll have a certain what He wants in that meeting. And Jesus said that to Brother Hagin, what we try to do is cram everything into one meeting. And there are going to be meetings, for instance, where we're going to all be laughing. Or we might be rolling on the floor or whatever. But there are going to be other meetings that are teaching meetings. And I believe that this is a teaching meeting. I believe this is an appointed time, an appointed place. I believe it will be prophetic. I believe it will have a prophetic anointing. I believe we'll also hear the Lord intersperse this with messages from heaven, with tongues and interpretation and prophecy. But we'll have revelation working and word of knowledge and word of wisdom. I believe that will happen. But I want to encourage you to come and not stay home at night because you think you'd get home too late, because we're going to keep these down to sessions that you can digest and then come back the next day. And so I'm very thrilled to be able to do this. I was so thrilled when I heard this because I knew it spoke of the time. I knew when I heard it that God is telling us, you've come to the end of this age, and it's time for me to reveal the sealed parts of Daniel. So turn with me to Daniel chapter 12. At least parts of this, parts of Daniel have been explicitly fulfilled, and we'll talk about them. It's thrilling to know. But parts of it are sealed. And it says in chapter 12, verse 4, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book to the time of the end." Verse 9, "And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." Well, if God's ready to reveal them and unseal them, and tell us to get into the book and get it, it must be the time of the end of this age. I'm thrilled. Bless the Lord. He has to reveal it. No man can do it. He is the revealer. The book of Revelation, that word revelation in the Greek, the book of Revelation being the last book in the New Testament, I want to look at the word that's translated revelation there in the Greek. It's a word which is, I used to say it wrong, and I'm attempting to get it right now. I probably still don't say it right, but at least I spell it right.
It's a apokalypsis. And kalypsis means to cover or conceal. And apo means from. So in the book of Revelation, it is called the book of Revelation as it takes from cover some things and uncovers them to us. Now the Old Testament, when it was translated into Greek, and that was the first language the Old Testament was translated into in the Septuagint, they use that word for revelation and revealing. And so we're going to see here in the book of Daniel that he speaks using those words, reveal. And let's look at Daniel chapter 2, 28 and 29. We'll get to this more. But you'll see that Daniel is indeed a revelation. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 28. There is a God in heaven that reveals. Thank you, Lord. Secrets. When this word secrets is translated into the Greek and the Septuagint, it is the word mysterion. And it means, we get our word mystery from it. And it means sacred secrets, divine secrets. So God is revealing in the book of Daniel some divine secrets unto us. Bless the Lord. Verse 28, there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets and makes known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. There is a definite tie between the book of Daniel and when you live right now. You'll see it so plainly, right down to the news last week on TV, this week on TV. You're not watching TV? I'll tell you what it says, because I'm going to fast all but one newscast today so that I can keep up with the book of Daniel as I'm teaching it. Because who knows what might happen just this very week. And it says here, verse 29, the end, and he that reveals secrets makes known to you what shall come to pass. Bless the Lord. It is a revelation. Another word that I want you to understand, and I referred to this at the beginning, is the word moed. It is a word in the Hebrew which means appointed time. Daniel is very definitely tied to an appointed time. It's tied to the time of the end. And I want you to see this Hebrew word moed as it came to us in the Bible in Genesis 1:14. I suppose if you were writing this down on your, you would spell it M-O-E-D. And the first time, it means appointed time, the first time that it is used in the Bible is Genesis 1:14. And it says here in Genesis 1:14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And here we have this word seasons, and that word in the Hebrew is the word moedim, or moed in the plural. It means appointed times. God put these heavenly bodies up there, and he invented time. I was saying in another session how that I was recently coming back from Australia, and I passed the international dateline, and the Lord spoke to me that he is of eternity, but he created time. He put a capsule in eternity, and he called it time. He's working within this envelope of time with us, and he gives us signposts in time. He gives us moeds, appointed dates and appointed times, and he gives us the end of this age and the beginning of the next. And I also saw that day as I was crossing that dateline that every second is ticking right now toward these moeds. And the end of these ages, this age that we're in right now, our time is ticking away. Have you noticed that? Well, bless the Lord. I saw how precious time was. And I saw how scientific it is. I had phoned my grandson from Australia, and I had said to him, Jared, I'm calling you from tomorrow. And I said, yesterday turned out all right, the day that you're in, today. And then I said to him, what's more, I'm calling you from springtime. It's autumn where you are. And he was amazed. And we see here how it is. how God put that moon up there, and it has to do with the tides and has those four phases, and we begin another year or another month, and then we have the solar calendar, we begin another solar year. This is all very scientific. It's part of God. I'm telling you, it takes more faith than I have to believe that it just happened. Now, he tells us in this creation that he put those heavenly bodies there for Moedim. And this word is Moed. It means appointed time. And by his putting it in the plural, it means appointed times. Just a little Hebrew lesson. They don't add S for plural. You know the Hebrew word El is God, E-L, we would spell it. And if you say Elohim, you mostly know that word, most of you. It means God in the plural, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost in one, the three in one. Now, if you want to say my, something belongs to me, in the Hebrew you say, you just add an I at the end of that word and you pronounce it E. For instance, you have a son, Ben, and you want to call him my son, you call him Benny, Benny. And so the same with the word God. If we put L, take E-L, and we put an I at the end, and we say Eli, we say my God. And you hear Jesus saying this when he was nailed to the cross. Eli, Eli, my God, why have you forsaken me? So I want to read you this word in the Hebrew, in its passages, as it is written. And the one here in Genesis 1:14 says, Le Moedim, two appointed times and fixed dates. If you were in Israel and you had an appointment with the doctor tomorrow at 3 o'clock, you would say, I have a Moed with a doctor at 3 o'clock. It's a fixed time. Now, I want you to take you to Leviticus 23, and we'll see how God uses these words here in such a strong way. In the King James, it says in Leviticus 23, and the Lord, and when it's capital L-O-R-D, it's Jehovah. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, or Moshe, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them. One thing he did not say was that word concerning. To me, that word concerning just takes away the rest of it. Because what he said was...
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!